San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, good evening, everybody. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you from KFMB Studios with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. If you download the app for 760 KFMB or TuneIn Radio, you can hear the show as it airs on any device. And, of course, all these podcasts are commercial-free on iymoney.com. Now time to introduce the main man of the hour. He's a CPA extraordinaire, an accomplished marathon runner, a lecturer, a philanthropist, and a family office advisor advising several high-net-worth families. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you tonight?
Doing great, Joe.
Excellent, excellent. I know where people are battling the flu and that and such, but and we'll get to that a little later with our second guest. But on the line, we have former guest, and he's just was inducted into the International Trial Lawyers Hall of Fame. Storied career here in San Diego and around the country. He's one of the premier trial attorneys in the country, I would have to say. And he's a resident of Rancho Santa Fe, and his name is Vince Bartolotta Jr. Vince, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Joe,
yeah.
How are you?
Great. Congratulations on your 40 years and 40th anniversary in the industry, and you sure have carved a unique path, haven't you?
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. 40 years doing this kind of work, just working for plaintiffs and people that are in need. We feel very good about what we do.
Yeah, and of course you're right up there underneath Mr. A's. What year did you move into that Mr. A's building, Vince?
This will be, I think, our 36th or 7th year here.
Yeah, and you have the entire, what is it, 11th floor, is it? Or
11th floor.
Yeah.
Great view. I'm looking out over the city right now, this wonderful city with the bright sunshine while the rest of the world's freezing.
Gotcha. You know,
I love having dinner there and seeing that the airplanes are actually flying lower than where I'm sitting. But anyway,
it's a great building. You know, I often thought they should do a live TV newscast from right where you're sitting and use that backdrop. But I guess people aren't that innovative. But
anytime you guys want to come up and do one from our front balcony, I'm sure we could arrange that.
We'll do a radio show from there for sure. Yeah.
Well, I said TV, Richard. You can't see it from the radio. But
so what?
But why not? We can talk about radio, too. Hey, Vince, any big cases that you're working on that we should know about or...
Well, we have a lot of different cases that are important to the people that we represent. Sure.
Yeah. I guess
we always have something going.
I guess you can't talk about ones that are pending litigation, but I know you've had several legendary cases, including one of the first ones where that young teenager who climbed the pole and got his arm and leg burned off pretty much, right? And no one would take the case except you, and I think that was one of your signature early cases, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very early on. He's a wonderful young man. He's gone on to actually saved when he was in college with having only one arm. He saved a young girl's life who walked through a plate glass window, and he saw it happen. It severed her arm, and he ran up and put on a compression
bandage
with his own clothes and held her calm until she was tended to, and then he counseled her through how to learn to deal with one arm gone.
So you've saved a couple of lives. Your career, Vince. I mean, I know we had you on the show for an entire segment, but gosh, I mean, soccer kind of saved your life, didn't it? You were an outstanding All-American soccer player in college, right?
I did, and had the good fortune of being a first alternate for the 1968 Olympics.
Mm.
So soccer was very good. It got me educated. Otherwise, I would have never been able to go to college and or law school.
Right. And the Marines, of course. Hey, we should also we should also mention, I almost forgot, you are the current president. You just were inducted as president of the San Diego Nice Guys, which is another phenomenal organization. And you're looking forward to another great year with them, right?
Well, I'm very proud of that honor, President of the Nice Guys.
Mm-hmm.
We've helped about $19 million worth of money put back into the local community for the people in need in town.
Mm-hmm. And one thing a lot of people may not know is, and I think this is what attracts people to want to join, is the fact that there is no paid staff. All you folks do all the work yourselves. You interview the people asking for grants and gifts, and And you do all the work individually, right?
Yeah, no one in the organization is paid a cent. We just pony up our own money, pay for everything, and take care of the people in the city who literally fall through the cracks, where there's no other organization that would help them in any way. And we give them the hand up to get them back on track rather than a handout.
And, of course, the big event you have at the stadium every year, that was in December again. How was that this year?
That was fabulous. We had about 2,000 people, about 800 families that we took care of for Christmas. And then I think, as you know, we raised enough money to bring $75,000 worth of supplies to the 1st Marine Division in Camp Pendleton. While their fathers and mothers were deployed, we took care of the families.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you have a lot of people come back that to the club and thank you, members of the military or whatever, because I know you will help someone out. Let's say someone's deployed and the wife's car breaks down or something, and you guys will somehow muster up, donate an automobile or a repair or something, and you must get some great thank you letters and back, right?
Well, the nicest thing, the answer is yes, we do, and when they write them back, usually their comments are, thanks so much, and I'm going to pay it forward. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a kindness to somebody else that's in need.
Now, I know you had Peter Seidler, owner of the Padres. He was honored as San Diego Nice Guy of the Year, which is a very esteemed award.
Also former guest of the show.
Right, former guest of the show. Any idea who the nominees might be for this year, or is it still too early to tell?
It's too early. We're starting to work on that right now. But when you mention Pete, he's still involved with the Nice Guys. The fact that our first general meeting is tomorrow, the 24th, at Petco Park,
right,
with Pete Seidler.
Right.
So
he's going to be there?
It'll be interesting.
Well, I will be there too, by the way. We have to thank Denise Ouellette Friedman because she keeps inviting me to these things, and it's always a thrill and a lot of fun. You folks have a lot of fun. I mean, if every charity had as much fun as the Nice Guys, there'd be 1,000 more of them, right?
Well, our catchphrase is we put the fun back in fundraising.
I don't know if my liver can handle much more, but I'll do the best I can. So.
Well, you should get off your butt and join us, you know?
Yeah, Joe.
Well, we'll think about it. I know I've got a lot going on this year, as does everybody. But so let's see. Why don't you had your great family? Let's just name give the names of your family, because they were at the Prado when you got your great Trilors the international induction there. And your son gave some very moving.
It was an induction into the San Diego Trilors Hall of Fame.
Okay,
which again I'm quite proud of.
Right. But let's just thank your family. So name your wife and your kids and your grandkids, because they were terrific.
Well, we had Judy, my wife, of 50 years this year.
Congratulations.
50 years, that poor woman has stayed with me. And my oldest son, Vincent, and his wife, Rachel, and then my second son, Brett Anthony, and his wife, Heidi, and their two children, Katie and Becca, were there. And then my third son, Garrett, and his wife, Carrie, and their son, who is too small, McCoy, and the next little one, Cooper. Those two little ones were not there. Mm-hmm. And then number four son, Nicholas, and his lovely wife, Jenna. Mm-hmm. So they all came and honored me, and I was proud to have them all there.
Yeah, and your son, I guess Brett was the designee to give the speech to you, right? Was that right?
He did.
Yeah.
He did me proud.
Yeah, you guys were magnificent. So, well deserved, Vince. You know, congratulations on your 40 years, and we're just honored to have you on, and continued success to you, okay?
Well, I appreciate that very much, Joe. And Rich, thank you also.
Our pleasure. We're going to come right back with our guest, Tony Soares, right after this. Hang on, and we'll be right back.